Welcome to the 14th episode of the Broken Pictures podcast / YouTube show, where we discuss the top five things that you may have missed in pop culture this week. And there could potentially be spoilers for your favorite TV shows, movies, comics, and or video games. You have been warned. And this is
the FOMO show.
Hey guys, this is Dylan.
And I'm Lydia.
This is Quinn.
And once again, we'd like to say thanks for joining us by YouTube or podcast. Hello to all our new watchers or listeners in the States and internationally, and a special thank you to those who are returning. If you want to keep the conversation going or support the show, you can, of course, comment below, but you can also find all that info in the episode notes or the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And that was the weirdest noise ever.
It was like you're about to start laughing.
Sorry. So also our new podcast provider, Anchor, they have a feature where you can call and leave us voice messages. I guess I can technically call you, but you can leave us a voice message. You can go to www.anchor.fm/thefomoshow, or if you download the Anchor app, you can find the FOMO show, and there's a little button right there. You can leave us a voice message. So if you're checking us out by YouTube, please subscribe and tag that little bell.
Ding.
Thanks. And that'll let you know when we have new videos coming out. Also, podcast listeners, if you would go into your iTunes or whatever app you're using to listen, please go in and leave us 5 stars. We'd appreciate that. That'll help us find a bigger audience and make more damage. Do more damage. And a spoiler alert, big healthy spoiler alert. Because we will get spoilery. We like to tread where spoilers dare. I don't know how.
Stop.
Anyways, I'm going to leave it right there. So, yeah, it didn't come out right.
March giveaway.
Yeah. So this is our March giveaway. If you are interested in winning or having your own copy of Avengers Infinity War, if you don't have it yet, watch it get caught up.
Oops.
Go through all the details to get ready for Avengers Endgame next month, and you can win this at the end of this month, which is March. All you got to do is go on YouTube, like a FOMO show video from March, comment on a FOMO show video from March, and subscribe to our channel. You can find that Broken Pictures. All you got to do is search on YouTube. All this does have to be done on YouTube. So there's that. So let us know, and we'll let you know if you won. It's a 4K copy, by the way.
Yay.
With Blu-ray and digital.
Yay, yay.
So, yes, I already did the spoiler alert. What are you guys watching, or what are you into?
You skipped special notes.
I'm sorry.
Mom and stepdad's birthday this past weekend. Yeah. Happy birthday.
My future in-laws.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yay. We're having a baby.
Yeah, that's right. He was gone last week.
I was wondering when you were going to announce it on here.
Yeah. I almost brought it up last time. Trying to remember to bring it up last time.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't know if you were announcing it either.
Well, she put it on Facebook.
But
she said I can just tell everybody now. So, yeah, we're having a little baby.
Yeah.
And
congrats.
The baby might be born on my birthday.
What?
And if the baby is, that will be the 5th person born on September 8th in my family.
What?
Yeah.
So.
It's like a full moon or something.
Or something. Yeah. Harvesting us at some point.
That's
crazy. I got a nephew
that's
born on my birthday. It's not always cool. You just kind of fade into the background.
Especially when you get old, because then you're the oldest. And then it's like nobody really cares.
You don't matter no more. Yeah. Old people don't get birthdays. Anyways. So, is that all we got for special notes?
That's all I have.
Special birthdays. So, what are you guys watching this week? What are you into? What are you reading? What are you playing? Whatever. Just let us know in the comments below if it's worthwhile. Should we miss it or don't miss it? Because FOMO. Mm. So what are we watching this week? I know I finished Love, Death, and Robots, and I thought it was great. It was a lot of fun. But it's not for everybody, for sure. It is definitely 110% adult.
Did they have?
I thought he was going to keep going since he started it.
The Walking Dead, and what do we watch for movie night? Oh, Smallfoot.
How you gonna ask me? And I'm getting ready to say.
Because I remembered. Like, my bad.
Yeah, it was really, really funny, really cute. Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah, it was nothing like I expected though, but it was still good. It was really, really deep for a kid's movie.
Wow. That's yeah. Okay.
No, I think like literally the first 3.5 minutes into the movie, he leans over and whispers like this subliminal message, and I was like, just watch the movie. Like, you don't have to do that every time. Just sometimes it's just a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, last Friday we watched Instant Family, and it was really funny. But how funny can a movie be when it's about foster kids and adoption? Apparently really funny. But it also had its serious parts, and it made Shay cry, which is like every movie. So and then Saturday we watched Into the Spider-Verse finally. And that was really good.
You not seen it before?
No. We watched it at home for the first time. It was really good.
Yes. I love that movie.
Did y'all buy it or rent it?
We rented it.
We almost bought it.
We didn't do nothing. Lydia went to surprise somebody at Best Buy and then got too scared that I was going to buy the wrong copy.
Because I'm like a collector of DVDs and stuff.
Yeah, that's a thing.
And it's a thing. There's not a 3D version in America, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was asking, was this movie like made to be in 3D? It's like, I think it was.
Absolutely. Like, and it was glorious in 3D.
Yeah.
But Aquaman just came out today on DVD, and it's in 3D. So why the heck not?
Yeah. Marvel, what you doing? Disney, where are you at?
Yeah.
Because Aquaman's DC.
Like, why not? I mean, you obviously have it in that format because you put it in theater in that format, so why not just put out like a special edition or something?
Yeah
For all those people who still have 3D TVs and love 3D,
yeah,
our savior James Cameron's gonna come back and rescue us.
I'm watching Parks and Rec right now. If you can't tell from my shirt, woman of the year Ron Swanson. Yeah, I'm just rewatching Parks and Rec. That's it.
Of course. I feel like there was something else I watched, but I can't think of it. Probably not. Anywho. The Talking Dead. But yeah, half of Into the Badlands, because I was waiting for that teaser.
Did y'all like the half that you watched?
I was asleep.
It's like, I've seen bits and pieces. It's like one of those shows that like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, where the martial arts is just really like out there and not based in reality at all. So you got to know what you're going in for.
It
does look fun, like really interesting. At first, like when it first came out, I was like, what is this? But it actually, the more I see of it, the more interesting it looks. But
the guy who plays Sonny, was Sonny in the part that you saw?
Are you talking about the guy from the Simon Pegg movies?
Yes. So he is the choreographer.
Sorry, I don't know his name. He's like him. They're a duo.
It's a really common name, but it's not at the same time.
He was also the gun dealer in Tomb Raider.
Yes, him. But he was also the choreographer in that for the fight scenes too.
Really?
And he's the choreographer for all the fight scenes in this movie, and he directs some of the episodes.
Wow. This guy? Walton Goggins?
No. Walton Goggins was a bad guy. He's the big guy with the beard.
Yeah, that tells me nothing. These pictures aren't necessarily them. This guy?
No. Keep going.
Go over to your back to your left. I think you passed.
This guy?
No.
There he is, right there. Right.
This guy?
Nope. Next one.
This guy?
Nope.
This guy.
That guy.
Daniel Wu?
That's Daniel Wu's different guy than I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the British guy.
Yeah, I was like, Simon Pegg. I was like, said they're a duo. I was like, it's definitely not going to be an Asian guy.
Yeah, Daniel Wu is. Yeah. What else is he in? I know him from something, but...
He was also in Tomb Raider, which is why
was
he was.
What? I'm literally looking up the Tomb Raider IMDb, Dylan.
My bad. He wasn't the gun dealer, though.
Daniel Wu was in Warcraft Europa Report, The Man with the Iron Fist, Into the Badlands, Geostorm, Wished, Sky on Fire. He's the voice of Kingpin in Skylanders, Go Away, Mr. Tumor, A Rose Reborn, Don't Go, Something, Overheard 3, Hearthstone, a bunch
of
stuff.
He's got a long list of IMDb credits.
I could keep going.
Credits. But yeah, I like him. I couldn't remember what I'd seen him in, though. But I was thinking
about the guy who plays Bashi. You were thinking about the guy who plays Bashi.
I don't know the character
big
name.
Big fella?
Yeah, big fella. He's really funny, dude. He's in like,
It doesn't
Hot Fuzz and all those.
Yeah.
I know you're talking
I'm
about.
Trying to think of the zombie one. That's like my favorite. But
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's what we're into. What are you guys into? I gotta say, don't miss Love, Death, and Robots. If you're into that sort of thing, it's definitely something that if you're into, you gotta be into that sort of thing to be into it. And then also, Smallfoot was really good, so don't miss that either.
Yeah, it's on Redbox right now.
Yeah,
that's what we did. We just Redboxed it.
Yep. So.
Don't miss my things, too. But now, moving on to our favorite part of the show. The number one movie for the week is Us. I'm not going to see that movie, but it's Us.
I am. I love the whole Twilight Zone suspense, like, what's going on? I love that kind of thing. Like, just like the gore, nasty, bloody, just, I'm not... too big into that.
I can watch horror movies like that because that's all it is. It's not like if this happened, I know what I'm going to do. Get a flamethrower and a gun. But if this happened, I quit. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I don't like the gore fest type movies that are just like for the sake of gore. And yeah, I mean, if it becomes like a cultural phenomenon or something, I'll watch it just to be up on pop culture. Like Saw, but I never saw any of the other Saw movies because I don't really, trying to watch people get hurt. I can't even watch like these videos where people like get their bones broken.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's horrible.
There was
I can't
one
stand that.
I saw the other day, a guy, he was sitting on the ground. He had just jumped off of something and I thought like he was fine. Like his foot was turned and everything. Then he's like, oh no, dude, you can't. His friend was like, you can't walk. No, you can't walk. And he was drunk. He's like, no, I can walk. He gets up, his foot is turned. Turn the whole other way and he's walking on it and I'm like, I can't.
Just the mental image is cringy to me. Like Lydia will literally go, she like one video she was like, oh my gosh, this happened. I was like, don't show me that. And she waited like 5 minutes and was like, oh, look at this. At that moment, hit play just to get me.
It was so good. It was when the basketball player, like his shin bone.
Oh, yeah.
It was that one that was really popular and it was like a Twitter loop. And so I was just like, and showed it to
him. I can't.
He was so mad.
I can't do that kind of stuff. But it's like the Mind F type movies like David Fincher and all the Twilight Zone, like what if these crazy like things that just wrap you up in a puzzle. I love that kind of stuff. That's like my favorite
psychological
stuff.
Thriller, yeah. I think is what that's called.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
New releases.
Yep. All the new releases are going to come out mainly Friday. They might come out a day earlier or so, but that's in the theater. Of course, this is Tuesday that we're filming, so all the DVDs and digitals and all that stuff usually come out today. So here they are. Whoop. So So we're going to get into the top five right now. Number one, The Dark Side
of the Disney Fox deal.
Oh, man. We've been hyping this up for a long time because it's exciting as a nerd who is a comic book fan to see our favorites come back to Marvel. But there is so much more involved to what is going on with this. Usually when a corporate buyout happens, it's pretty normal to go in and just clean house of the top management and pretty much everybody else kind of stays where they're at. Disney has said that they're going to leave 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight.
Are we going bankrupt? It's an office quote.
Oh, my bad. I was like, well, I'm not working for Fox.
It's the best thing where the episode where Michael has the 40-day plan for one point a day. He's like, he doesn't know that they're going to go bankrupt, and he like leans over, but he doesn't cover the mic good enough, and so the whole stadium hears him say, "You think we're going to go bankrupt?"
Wow.
More continue.
More. Classic.
About to watch The Office.
they're going to keep Fox Searchlight and 20th Century Fox running. However, they are closing. I just went blank. It's another branch of Fox that put out movies like
FX.
No, they're keeping FX going too. Okay. By the way. What was the movie where the women did all the math for the astronauts that recently came out?
Hidden Figures?
Yeah.
Hidden Figures. The branch that did Hidden Figures and several movies like that were recent hits, they're closing that branch.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of original movies are not going to be going to be made through that branch anymore. And at least 4,000 layoffs.
That's a lot. Yeah. Layoffs.
So there's a definitely a downside, not to mention everybody that's put in the work for the Dark Phoenix movie, X-Men Dark Phoenix, who, you know, that movie is just kind of like an afterthought at this point almost. It's kind of like their swan song, but, you know, a lot of people are just not really hyping it up. And then another one is the New Mutants, you know, that's up in the air. Nobody knows what's going to happen with that. But that was something that I was really excited for. And supposedly it's still going to come out, but it might just be get thrown out on Hulu or Disney Plus or something like that.
Even so, I feel like if it gets enough like views or ratings or whatever it needs from that, I feel like it would still do fine.
Yeah. What I wish they would do is because... Like, originally, they were going to try to tie it in and have James McAvoy show up and play Professor X and tie it all in. But reportedly, that didn't happen through scheduling conflicts or whatever. And they're in the midst of reshoots or are getting ready to do reshoots. Why don't they just hold back and introduce that as part of the MCU?
Yeah.
That would just make sense.
It would. But you know how people with money think. They don't. Not all the time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's a lot of layoffs. I hope everybody gets some sort of, like, severance.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
And also, like, another thing with even with the X-Men thing going forward is we're probably not going to be able to see the X-Men on screen for a while because there's a lot of producer deals still tied up in the X-Men. Like the lady that was like the executive producer on the first few X-Men movies, she's got a deal where whether she's involved or not, she gets producer credit. So she's still tied into that. And then there's another, I want to say a writer or a head producer that's still kind of tied in as well. So they're either going to have to pay them off or work something out. But I don't doubt that they'd be able to do that pretty nicely because Kevin Feige was also one of the producers on the original X-Men movie. So he probably knows these people pretty well.
Yeah.
And probably be able to smooth it over pretty nicely. But it's still just another hurdle to seeing the X-Men in the MCU.
Maybe one day, surprising. I don't know. They would be like, hey, we'll pay you this and give you your credit this time. We're just going to show this, but you won't see them again for like 2 years.
Yeah. And plus, another nail in the coffin for the Netflix MCU is they've begun the
redacting.
No, shoot. The auction of all the set costumes and yeah, they started to auction off everything. So that's probably how
the show was done.
Yeah. So we're probably not going to see those. We might see the characters rebooted into the MCU or Disney Plus or whatever, but not the same actors, most likely. Even though it's still going to be, like, according to contracts, it's still got to be 2 years from their airing to be able to for Disney to be able to use them.
And truthfully, in all honesty, if they want, I'm pretty sure it's like a loophole they could go around, because there's different versions of those characters. Like, there's different versions of Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. If they just like had, I don't know if it's just like the name itself or the characters that they had in general.
I don't know. It's probably the like just like X-Men, where they own the rights to X-Men, whatever iteration it is. And I mean, that really sucks because I mean, the casting for Jessica Jones, for Daredevil, for Luke Cage were so good. Not going to mention Iron Fist. He was a good Tyrell. But yeah, I mean, they're just so well cast. It's sad to see him go. But that also, you got to think about just another conglomerate, just like Disney just becoming another thing that's larger than life and just kind of taking over. And that just means there's less arms for creativity out there. There's less points of view when you've got one hand that controls all the puppets.
And really, they're not being that smart about it, because it can create a bottleneck, because you've got one funnel of whatever you've got going on, and what if the people don't like it? You've got to scrap it. You've got to start over. You've got to get a new bottle. Like, I think it's not very intelligent of them.
Yeah. I mean, it does show promise at this point, because they've said that they're going to keep Ryan Reynolds as R-rated Deadpool. So, that's showing open-mindedness, I guess. But we'll see how that goes. We'll
see how that goes.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one thing I saw yesterday. Somebody said that there's like a fan thing that Deadpool should take over Stan Lee's cameos.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
There's also another one that says that Kevin Smith should take over because of the Mallrats reference in
Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of like the next comic book guy or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
But I would love to see Deadpool with a mustache and glasses and Stanley.
Just as like a hot dog vendor. It's like, oh, hey there.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
And nobody recognizes him. Of course.
Nobody, except if he shows up in Spider-Man. He should say something. I feel like
and Tom Holland be like, does nobody else see this?
What, kid? He's just a hot dog vendor. And he just turns into a regular guy. It's like,
Tony Stark would be like, stop. Just stop. What are you talking about? I don't have time for this. So, speaking of dark things, Apple has released a whole lot of new offerings this week. They've got a Apple Plus News. That's a new subscription service. They've got Apple Arcade, which is a new gaming subscription service. And they've got Apple TV Plus, keeping in the Disney Plus, I guess. I don't know.
Ew.
But it's a new TV subscription service. And then they've also got the new Apple Titanium card, which is a new credit card from Apple that lives on your phone and you can use, which is, I don't know, it's like,
it's terrifying.
What are you doing, Apple?
Trying to take over the world. Yeah. Can't you see a plot to take over the world from 5 miles away?
Yep. Yep.
I literally hear the dunna.
Yeah, and they've already, they just built their lair. Their evil lair. It looks like a UFO in Cupertino.
I can't. Ow. Everything. Keep trying to monopolize everything.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the good old days?
Yeah. And like all these subscription services, like I remember when internet TV first became a thing, it was like, oh, okay, well, we can go, you know, if you are first of all, it was like, okay, well, you watched Lost or whatever on ABC. Then, you know, if you miss it, they've got like the last three or four episodes. You can go catch up, you know, online for free. And then it was only if you got to sign in through your provider, but it was still free. And now it's, oh, you got to have that and you got to pay for another subscription service to get this extra show that's not even on our platform. I originally heard that Apple TV Plus was not going to be a subscription. It was going to be free for all Apple users that came with your iPhone or whatever. But apparently they've ditched that and, you know, because money.
It's too many. Let's just make money off of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Like they don't have enough ways to make money.
Mm-hmm. But, plenty of ways.
And as far as the Apple News Plus thing, like you get the Apple News app on your phone, you can go through and like, you know, make your selections on that kind of stuff. But it is kind of scary. Like I get the idea, like they have good intentions. Okay, we're going to take only the best news and the best. I started getting a little the best news. that's my best Trump, anyways. And we're gonna take it and compile it for you, so that you know we vet everything for you. But that can get dangerous.
Very dangerous.
You know? It's like it's controlling what you see. It's mm-hmm. controlling very. The media.
Yeah,
and it's wrong. Yeah,
yeah. Which, and it's funny. It's very ironic because Apple's big claim to fame when they came on the scene was the 1984 commercial. It was like IBM's the big bad, and they're taking them down. Well, they are the big bad now. Like, who's going to take them down next? Nobody, because they bought them and sunk them.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Well said, dun, sir. Dun, dun. Yeah. Well said.
But from that...
As I hide my iPhone. So, and my iPad. And my iWatch.
iWatch? It's not called an iWatch.
My Apple Watch. Apple Watch.
Why didn't they call it an iWatch?
iWatch should have been the subscription service.
But speaking of TVs and other subscription services that are killing the thing that I love.
Yeah, and more darkness.
And more darkness. And, well, final season of things that are all dark. Mm. Supernatural is coming to an end at the end of season 15. That'll be its last season. 15 years of this show that I caught up on 3 years ago.
Don't you hate that? Like,
so, woo, yeah.
Fandom. Oh.
And all things that I love... TV is dying. So I looked up earlier what all shows are going to be ending in sometime this year, 2019, and it's a lot of shows. You got like 5 shows from the CW. Suits is ending. What other shows are ending?
iZombie,
Jane the Virgin, Supernatural's ending, Arrow's ending, Supergirl might be ending, but they haven't said it yet because Lex Luthor is actually amazing. And
you said You're the Worst or something like
that? You're the Worst, which is on FXX. Yeah, FXX. There's so many shows.
Legion,
which I can understand. A lot of people didn't get behind it too much.
Yeah. We were into it, and then we were like, oh, I was really for it and was like, record it, I want to catch up. And then we just haven't. And it's like, well, I don't understand it anyway. It's going to be okay.
Because yeah. Aubrey Plaza in the first season is just amazing.
I love Aubrey Plaza. Yes. Love Aubrey Plaza.
There are many other shows, like, such as, I think it already ended, but... Series of Events, which is the Lemony Snicket's show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That ended. Orange is the New Black and several others.
Of course, Game of Thrones.
That's obvious. Don't be that guy.
Don't crush our spirits.
All the good
here.
Ones.
But I don't blame them. I mean, you see it coming from a mile away that you're not going to have the money to produce these shows because things like Apple, things like...
Yeah,
Netflix, Disney and Netflix, stuff are
Netflix
are
is killing shows left and right.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming into where it's like Netflix originals, like Stranger Things, takes over the media, takes over everything. Mm-hmm. You just don't have the money to produce actual shows and put it on TV because nobody watches TV anymore. Yeah.
And this was actually a landmark year for Netflix because it was the first time more than 50% of their programming was original content.
Yeah, which is insane. Mm-hmm. When you think about feature-length films like Bird Box, it took over social media for weeks.
Mm-hmm. And streaming services, that's like one thing that they kind of have over regular TV. Mm-hmm. Like you can watch that whenever you want. Like, oh, you see, oh, this movie is freaking amazing. I love it. Oh, wait, what's it on? Hulu. Oh my gosh, you're right. This is freaking amazing. And like social media, it plays into how TV is dying. Mm-hmm. And then also this our generation's the same age. No, you're not. But
just throw me under the bus. Huh?
Done.
They want, like, we all like that instant satisfaction that goes along with being in your 20s. Like being able to like press a button and watch whatever you want or get whatever you want then is just.
And if we want to stay up and binge it like Stranger Things and watch entire season 2 in one night, we can. Yeah. We don't want to wait week to week.
Yeah, we don't got to wait a week to see, oh, snap, who's going to die? I don't have time to wait. Show me death.
Plus all these these platforms are also award-winning. I mean, they're like there was a big deal between Spielberg and Netflix with the Oscars, which was apparently a non-starter or rumors or whatever. And then, of course, you know, Hulu and Netflix are also taking over the Emmys.
Yeah, because they have great shows. Like, I don't blame them. Yeah. And they have money to throw at them shows because no one's turning off their Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but in... But like some of these shows, they've been going on for like Supernatural, 15 years of a show.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. And bravo, you deserve a break. But like some shows, like the Orange is the Black had 7 seasons, series of fortunate events. Wow. That's what I was trying to think of. It only had like 3 seasons. A lot of these shows that are ending this year, they're only like 4th, 5th seasons. They haven't been going on that long. They're just kind of cleaning the slate. So I guess whomever streaming service has the money to go ahead and start producing things that they know that they can just throw on wherever.
Oh, yeah. And Amazon throwing millions of dollars at the new Lord of the Rings series coming out.
Yeah.
No one's talking about Amazon. They're just like kind of in the back. It's like, just wait. Just wait till this ring rules them all.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing.
Just wait till Apple buys us.
You hear me, Apple?
Why would you say that?
We're for sale.
I was talking about Amazon. Apple buying Amazon.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Why would you be for that? That's a huge monopoly. They control everything.
I was hoping you were talking about Apple buying our show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We definitely want that. Yeah.
I'll be fine. Yeah, you can take
that's
this.
Not a secret.
Yeah, you can set up a studio right here and we'll you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just actually, you can buy us a house that has a bigger room and we'll just do this more. We'll just, you know, we'll do it.
Yeah, all day long.
You won't have to do anything. We'll do it all.
Yeah. Smooth, yeah.
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 Oh, I did forget to mention Apple TV is going to have Oprah and Steve Carell and Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, they've got some huge backers.
Spielberg and J.J. Abrams. Like, they're coming in. Like they're not
bad. Coming in like a
for real.
Yeah. So I get you.
How come he gets to sing the songs and I can't?
I'll have to bleep it out.
Sorry, had to put you on blast like that. Didn't want to get sued.
Yeah, my eyebrows are singed. is that it for that? I mean, there's a lot going under. And I think that's just the way, the new wave. Subscription services are taking over and network TV is just changing streams, literally.
Slowly dying. I mean, we don't have cable per se. We have Sling, so it's still technically streaming, but I'm streaming live TV. Because every now and again, I don't want to like be on Netflix or Hulu all the time. I just want to like have TV on and just noise in the background. It's sad. That's about it.
So hopefully The Walking Dead goes for, I mean, they're saying 20 seasons, but we'll see.
I give them two, but it's okay because they've told enough of a story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we, they.
And that's another thing we didn't put on our top five, but they had a huge episode this week. And we covered that on our other podcast, which is The Broken Dead. And you can look that up on Anchor as well.
Yeah. Nice plug there. But they, like, every, like, I, like, scroll through my news feeds and, like, The Walking, this past episode of The Walking Dead was, like, actually kind of everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It was number one trending this week.
Yeah, and that's Twitter. The first time it's happened in a minute for the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they needed that.
Yeah, that's good. But, all right, well, that's it for the death of TV. We will continue that eulogy when all the networks say, yeah, we're not going to be on cable anymore. Mm-hmm. But moving on to other things that are dark and dark universes and all things, you know, bat related.
I was going to say, speaking of the, before you get into that, WB Time Warner, the Time Warner and AT&T merger also, which for the past few years has been turned down for being too big. Now they've gotten the green light, and so that's another huge merger that's coming through.
Somebody said, you're not big enough.
Yeah.
That's what happened, and that's terrifying as well.
And it looks like the Disney-Fox deal kind of ushered the way for that.
Hmm. Okay.
But anywho.
In just like a minute, they're going to end up being a multimedia entertainment conglomerate. 720 Entertainment.
Let me tell you the tale.
Parks and Rec. Aziz Ansari. Tom Haverford.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Zack Snyder.
This guy
over here.
This guy. So, I get that he's probably heard this a lot, and I posted it on my Facebook. Like, this guy apparently told a whole bunch of fans to just go where, take a short walk off a, or a long walk off a short cliff. And here, I'm going to, will you talk while I pull it up?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I've seen a few things saying, like, you know, my version of the Justice League movie was better. My version of the DCEU was not what I want. You know, there was too many hands in the pot. I didn't get to bring my full vision to life. And everybody can kind of go flip off.
Yeah. So apparently he was asked recently at a fan thing or something. And, you know, why does his Batman kill? And he says, this is a quote. Someone says to me, Batman killed a guy. I'm like, F, really? Wake the F up. I guess that's what I'm saying. Once you've lost your virginity to this effing movie, then you come and say to me something about, like, my superhero wouldn't do that. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm down the effing road on that. And then he said,
"This is the most confusing quote I've ever heard."
He said, "It's a cool point of view."
Siri,
you were saying?
Oh, weird.
They're listening. It's a cool point of view to be like, my heroes are still innocent. My heroes didn't effing lie to America. My heroes didn't embezzle money from their corporations. My heroes didn't effing commit any atrocities. That's cool, but you're living in an effing dream world. So he's definitely got some stuff going on in his life. And to be fair, he legitimately does have some recent tragedy in his life with his daughter committing suicide and then basically losing his job, you know, and then recycling everything that he was going to do. And so, I mean, that's a huge hit to your personal life and your career. I get that. And he's probably in a dark place, darker than he usually is, but that's no reason to just go off on fans like that. You know,
and just,
like, you have to remember, go ahead.
They're just expressing their opinion of, like, the thing that you put out there.
Even
if it's like an opinion you don't like, it's just like, well,
you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you should be prepared. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But you've got to remember that you're doing something that so many other people are passionate about. Like, this is not just your thing. You're mm-hmm. representing a brand.
Yeah.
This is something that people have, you know, comics can save people in the sense of, like, they some people can be depressed and use comics as their method to get through life, you know, looking forward to things like that, and to, you know, just flippantly go off like that is just weird. Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons comics became such a big thing, is because they were an escape after the war. Mm-hmm. You know, with the birth of Captain America and all these little things that the soldiers would read.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I get there is definitely an audience for the darker stuff, and previously to the DCEU, I was a huge fan. I'm still a huge fan of Zack Snyder and his work. I mean, I love The Watchmen. I love 300. I love his other stuff, but I was not a fan with this iteration of Batman and Superman and that type of thing. I was super excited for it because I believe in him as a storyteller. And his ability, but me personally, I mean, there are people that are still hardcore Snyderverse. Like, it was a tragedy that we didn't get that, and he should have been able to finish his job. And
yeah,
I get that, but yeah, I mean, the fans have spoken, the people have spoken. It is what it is. Personally, I'm on the side of not being a fan of it because I grew up in the age where Batman doesn't use guns. Even though, you know, we still see him use guns and
yeah.
the Burton verse and, you know, and all this other stuff.
Like, so I know Zack Snyder was a huge fan of Frank Miller's run with Batman in the Dark Knight series. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's basically what that Batman was. Like, using guns, didn't care about life. He was going to get his job done regardless of what he had mm-hmm. to do it. But in this, as far as movies go, because comics is... They're in the same world, but the other side of the coin.
Yeah, and yeah. there's room to do all these divergent versions of the characters.
And yeah, stuff. And then with the Marvel movies being as renownedly popular as they are, when people go see superhero movies, they kind of have a sense of, all right, this is kind of what I think I'm going to go see, mm-hmm. especially if they're not like comic readers, they're just like average moviegoers, and all they know is the DC, not the DC, the MCU. MCU is all they know.
Or even then, Batman, that yeah. is one of the most redone superheroes. But I mean, like, we're about to celebrate this weekend 80 years of Batman. I mean, that is such a cemented piece of pop culture and just where our society and who he is. And I get that some of the original Batman stories, he used guns or blah blah blah.
He smooth shot somebody once. Like, I went through and I read it. It was some escape folks from it was not Arkham Asylum, it was just an asylum, and it was a prisoner, and like he used his grappling hook, swung up, pow, right in the head, and I was like, oh, he's dead. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, like Batman, he's killed before. Every superhero has killed before, and like when they do, it's like them crossing that line, mm-hmm. unless like them killing is their thing, like Deadpool or
The Punisher. That's my thing. Is like, yeah, there is definitely a market for the darker heroes. But I don't think that you should, like, if you want to do that, that's fine. But don't take this hero, don't take Batman and turn him into the Punisher. Just do the Punisher or yeah. come up with something original if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But stop taking the shell of something everyone loves and then coming up with your own, filling it up with your own ideas and expecting everybody to love it just because it's wearing the costume of something they love.
That's something they love.
That's underhanded. It's dirty. And then to get pissed off about it is just like, stop whining.
Yeah.
So. You know, I mean, you signed up for this. So that's my thing. It's like, stop being an ass.
And I can understand, like, trying to defend something that you put heart and soul into.
Absolutely.
I can understand that. But to defend it so
crudely,
dickish, like, yeah. like yeah. you shouldn't have been a turd about it.
I'm
like,
so down the road on this.
Like, like the whole F you get over it type thing is like rude. All you had to do was explain your point of view, you know, get people passionate about it. Was all you really had to do.
Yeah. I mean, and that is your job as an artist to get people talking, to move the needle. And you obviously have succeeded because you haven't been over these movies in years and people are still talking about it. People are still clamoring about it. And that's a big deal. You have succeeded. You are still in the lexicon. And that is amazing. Congratulations. But please don't turn into another Michael Bay. We don't need another Michael Bay.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
I mean, I kind of know what that means.
But like he is like the king of, oh, you love this? Let's wear the skin of it, but let's do something completely different. Like he wanted to turn the Ninja Turtles into aliens.
Exactly.
So like when the idea surfaced, the fans were like, oh heck no, and he got pissed at the fans and was like, this is my thing. No, it's not. This ain't your thing. You just because you bought the rights or whatever, they don't make it your thing.
Just like the last Transform, not Bumblebee. Bumblebee was amazing.
Yeah,
it was the last night. There were so many things. Like Unicron being part of the Earth, yeah, that's fine. And then Quintessa being what she was, that then I don't even want to get into it. But yeah. Okay.
I got bad news for you. Michael Bay is latching his teeth into the next Bumblebee and the next Transformer.
I'm burning everything.
Apparently the next Bumblebee is gonna be more Michael Bay, more The Last Knight. Yeah. So let's have a moment of silence for the death of Transformers all over again.
Just saved it.
Yeah.
Like, you just got a heartbeat
and
back.
And he's rebooting Ninja Turtles again. And probably going to do it the way he wants. You know, it's just like, just stop, man. It's like, just do something original. Yeah. Stop taking advantage of our childhood and taking what we love just to sell us something and pretend that it's something that we like, you know? It's like you're just sugarcoating something we don't want and pretending it's candy and giving it to us.
Go mess up G.I. Joe again. Leave Transformers alone.
Yeah, nobody asked for this. Not one single person asked for this. No. Okay? Mm-hmm. We didn't want it. We didn't ask for it. Stop.
Yeah, and that is my soapbox. If there's enough of a fan following to warrant making something in a further iteration, whether it be live action or whatever, do that thing. Take the essence of that thing. Jon Favreau is the king of this. He'll take that thing and he'll keep the essence, but he'll still give it a new spin.
I always say this, Maleficent. We loved it. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. You did it well. Maleficent is getting a second movie. I'm obsessed. I'm so excited. That's one of almost the only examples that you did it good. You did it right.
Well,
you
know? The Jungle Book was good.
Go, yeah. Go mess up Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
I just,
make that look like a Fairly Odd Parents movie. That,
to me, it looks kind of funny because it's like mock. It's not taking itself seriously.
No, it's not.
I think it looks funny. I'll probably watch it just because it looks dumb and funny.
I'll probably let you watch it alone.
But cool. Yeah, I mean that's my deal. It's like stop pretending it's something it's not. That's so sneaky and underhanded. It's like we see right through it. That's why we don't like it. Just write your own stuff and mm-hmm. we will respect that it's an original content.
There are so many people out there coming up with new original ideas. There are books being finished every single day. You can now self-publish on Amazon. But get somebody who came up with something original and fuel their idea.
But that's not what they want to do. They just want to wear the skin of it. They're basically whisperers.
I'm telling them to do it differently.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, write your own stuff. Just come up with something of your own.
I'm not saying steal an idea. I'm saying pay someone generously for their idea and bring them in on the loop so you don't ruin it.
Yeah, I don't think they're interested. Yeah, just do something original. Like, make a name for yourself instead of, you know, crapping all over somebody else's legacy. You know?
But moving on from our soapbox here.
Go by Batman 1000.
We're leaving the dark areas.
We're going to go on to something nice and fun, pure in the world. Fan theory going around that Scrubs, The Office, and Malcolm in the Middle are all in one amazing cultivated universe. I'm about it. Okay, so Cody Roberts, somebody that I follow on Twitter, tweeted, said, Scrubs, Malcolm in the Middle, and The Office are all in the same universe. Change my mind. With a picture of Stanley in Scrubs, and not like in the outfit Scrubs, he's in the show Scrubs. Oh, he's a patient. Yeah. And then when Jim and Pam find out that they're pregnant, it is on the set of Scrubs. And then we again see Laverne in her Scrubs when Malcolm gets taken, not Malcolm, I'm sorry, Malcolm's little brother gets taken to the emergency room.
Rick.
No, you're thinking of the middle, not Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, my bad.
Boy, that's a whole different show.
My bad.
Yeah. So I'm going to send this to Dylan, let him post it at Cody Robo on Twitter, tweeted that.
Yeah. There was another little connection you made about Stanley when the guy that played Stanley, when he was on Scrubs, he was there for a heart attack. And then in The Office.
That's a comment. Somebody commented that on the tweet. So I haven't done my own personal research on that. Somebody did, though.
Yeah, so supposedly in The Office, well, not supposedly, but also in The Office, Stanley left for a little while because he had a heart attack.
Yeah, he's out several episodes because he has a heart attack. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an episode where, you know, Michael tries to save him. Mm-hmm. Pretty great episode, if I do say so myself. Yep. So I'm down with that. I'm loving it. I'm okay. We're all sane in the universe. If that's the universe that I live in, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. This is the type of fandom that we want. Like, give us something to dig into, something exciting, mm-hmm, instead of going, you know what? We're going to reboot Scrubs, but it's going to be like ER. It's like, no.
Quit it, Michael Bay. Go home.
Speaking of The Office, though, yesterday was the 14th anniversary of The Office. It came out 14 years ago yesterday. Wow. Congratulations to The Office. You did an amazing thing and changed the lives of so many people. We love you. Amen. Yeah.
Can we just tag that the Parks and Rec are potentially in
Shut up.
Talks. There might be
a reboot. I thought you were gonna say the same universe.
Well, not a reboot necessarily. Like, it might be a revival. A revival might be coming back. They're in talks. There's buzz about it right now. Leslie Knope going up against the Trump administration would be classic.
I'm actually about it. I'm not even going to lie. Well, I mean, Ben's president right now, so it's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where we left Parks and Rec, spoiler, Ben's president in the last episode.
But if he lost to Trump, that would be great.
Yeah, hilarious. That wouldn't happen.
It'd be funny, though.
Ben Wyatt, 2020.
So, but Aubrey Plaza kind of crapped on it. She said, I got things to do. I'm not done yet.
What do you mean?
Before I come back.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about it. Aubrey Plaza has played some amazing characters in other roles and mm-hmm. things like that. But you also have to think about Chris Pratt, who's constantly absorbed in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got other people who just purely don't have the time. Amy Poehler is just so busy all the time. Yeah. I mean, even Nick Swardson.
She did say that she has an opening right now.
But how long of an opening? We're not looking for one season. We're looking until we die. We don't want to be watching, you know, the Parks and Rec until we die.
And I forget what event it was, but the entire cast was on stage and it was moderated by Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Who played a character on Parks and Rec?
What if the show ends up being like the Halley's Comet of shows? Like, if we get one season that ends and then a few years go by, they all like, oh, hey, we all have an opening. Okay, everybody come here now, let's shoot. And they shoot another season.
That would be so cool.
And like, yeah.
That's just a too cool.
Or you could do different ones. You could say, hey, everybody, we've got an opening. Let's do a Scrubs. Hey, everybody, we've got an opening. Let's do Parks and Rec. Hey, everybody, we got an opening. Let's do The Office. I would live forever.
Yeah, we could just like jump from revival to revival.
And honestly, amazing. I would have no complaints as long as you did it correctly. If you don't know, Moe's from The Office is the creator of Parks and Rec. He also created The Good Place. unrelated. They're not in the same universe. They are not.
By their podcast.
You cannot be Anne and Karen in the same universe. Multiple characters play multiple people. You can't do it. I'm not about it. Shut your mouth.
Doppelgangers?
One of the characters on The Good Place died in a Ron Swanson safe.
He did.
He doesn't even have that. That's not even his company. Shut it. I'm done. Break. I'm done.
Even,
don't
even
talk
like
about
maybe
it.
Like an episode or not an episode, but maybe a season like in the break time or during the time jump would be interesting.
I'm
Everybody
done
looks different.
Talking
oh,
about
stop.
It.
Oh, you do that every episode.
I do it all the time. I'm very April and Andy in that where I'm like, I'm going to divorce you just so I can remarry you.
I need more April and Andy and more JD and Turk. I need more Michael and Dwight.
The only thing is when you get into that, it's hard to see, other than Steve Carell, it's hard to see people aging. Steve Carell, baby, you aged him fine. Okay. I'm about it.
I want to see Space Force. It's supposed to be like The Office in space on Netflix.
Oh,
okay. Same creator, too.
That'll
be funny.
I can't remember his name at the moment. Greg Shrew or something like that.
Shrewt?
No. It's Greg something.
I can't remember.
Anyway, I'm about it.
Yeah. So that'll be really interesting. Hit us up with your ideas. How do you think it would go? Or do you have any ideas of how they could do it? Or if you have any more ideas about...
Greg Daniels.
Thank you. Other shows that could be connected. We'd appreciate it. Comment below and let us know.
And
any last thoughts?
Yeah, let me clarify. I'm sorry. When I said the creator of The Office, I'm not trying to skip Ricky Gervais. He did the UK British, version of The Office, which came first before the American Office. So Greg Daniels is who incorporated it into the American
we
version.
We all know that the American version is better. Even Ricky Gervais admitted that.
Shots fired.
Boom! So, I think that's it for us. Once again, we'd like to say thanks for joining us by YouTube or podcast. If you want to keep the conversation going, of course, you could also support the show. To do that, you can, of course, comment below. But you can also find that information in the episode notes and or the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And don't forget, a new feature for our new pod or a feature for our new podcast provider is Anchor. You can go on there and leave us a voice message. You can download the app. And YouTube viewers, please subscribe and hit that little bell icon
Ding.
To get notifications when we get new videos coming out. And all podcast listeners, please leave us 5 stars. We'd appreciate that. And we'll see you next time. This is Dylan.
I'm Lydia.
This is a guy who's really upset because Michael Bay needs to go home and stop messing with stuff I like. My name is Quinn.
Peace.
Bye.